Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. When you get there, let's stand if we can in honor of God's word. Amen. Thank God for the songs, and they were just right on time. God knows what we need. Amen. I want to preach a little while on how to build an army. How to build an army. You know, in our minds, we think we're supposed to do things a certain way. Sometimes God don't want it done that way. Amen. It's amazing to me, you take the Bible and we study the Bible, and especially the Old Testament, how that God would use the military and how God would use one or two men. And we study David's mighty men, and we know that one of them killed 800 men. We know one of them killed a lion-like man. One of them killed an Egyptian. One of them stood in a field full of lentils with a sword and just took out the enemy. We study about Samson, how Samson just took out the enemy. And then we get to King Jehoshaphat. Let's see how King Jehoshaphat built an army. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, let's look at verse 20, and I'm gonna go back and probably read every verse of Scripture up to what I'm at now, but I want to start reading right here in verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat, this was the king, stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Did y'all hear that? And to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. In other words, they turned on each other. The enemy was so confused, they turned and started killing each other. And when Judah came toward the watchtower of the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in the abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. In other words, what looked like sure defeat, what looked like was going to be a massacre, what looked like we were going to lose, they wound up didn't have to worry about fighting. And then they took 3 days. Took 3 days to take the spoil, the jewels and the gold that everybody had. I'm telling you, when my God does something, he does it good. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, God, for what you're doing, Lord. And God, I ask your hand to be upon us tonight, God. Help us tonight, God. Strengthen us tonight through your word, God. God, it's all about your word. It ain't about us, God. Have your hand on us right now. God, I pray, God, if one come into this building a little discouraged tonight, God. God, when they go out of those doors, they'll be encouraged tonight, God. Have your hand on us right now. And we'll praise you for all you do, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We don't win our battles with weapons alone. We win our battles with faith. We win our battles with unity. We win our battles with worship. We win our battles with praise. We win our battles with shouting. We win our battles with singing. Amen. That's how you build an army in today's Christianity. We just can't go out and cut people's heads off no more. And the thing about it is, you know, if we ain't careful, we get to looking at the wrong enemy. But if you're going to build an army, number one, you got to understand, you got to recognize the threat. Recognize the enemy. The Bible says in verse 1 and 2, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and when they had others beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hezron Tamar, which is in En-Gedi. Understand something. Every strong army starts with identifying the enemy. We know what's going on in the news right now. We understand what's going on. We know what's going on in the Middle East right now. You understand something. From what I understand and what I've been seeing, Jackie, this thing has been months and months and months in planning before it ever started. Israel recognized who the enemy was. They weren't just going out there randomly doing stuff. They recognized who the enemy was. You and I, we understand. The king, every good army starts with recognizing the enemy. The king did not deny the danger. He acknowledged it. And understand something. You got, until you admit that you're in a fight, you'll never win. What's your enemy tonight? Think about this. Now, what's your enemy? Is your enemy tonight fear? Is your enemy tonight division? Is your enemy tonight temptation or anxiety or maybe depression? We're all battling. Everybody in here is battling something. Amen. From the pulpit right on back to the sound booth, every last one of us are going. Maybe it's just fatigue. Have you ever been just so tired you didn't feel like you could keep going? You gotta understand something. If you deny you're in a fight, you'll never be able to win the fight. Amen. They had to recognize who the enemy was. They had to recognize who the threat is. Now we all, the Bible says, hey, we got an enemy. His name is Satan, walking about seeking whom he may devour. My enemy is not Brother Barry. My enemy is not Brother Jackie. My enemy is not Brother Kevin. My enemy is Satan. And one of the biggest enemies I've got is myself. So recognize the enemy to build a good army. I remember preaching several years ago, and I might go back and preach this one day. If you've ever studied the old, I can't remember if it was Chinese or Japanese or whatever, The Art of War. There's a book called The Art of War. And from what I understand, this thing is taught at West Point. It's taught all over the world. These principles, if you do these principles, if you go by these principles, it's almost assuredly that you will win. And one of the main things is recognize who the enemy is. We're not fighting flesh and blood. If Satan was to come down, Jason, and take on flesh and blood, I might have a chance. But he ain't going to do that. He's going to fight in the shadows. He's going to fight in the dark corners. He's going to fight in the recesses of our mind. He's going to do his very best to get us, our mind, off focus where it's supposed to be. That's the real enemy. Recognize who the enemy is. And number two, I want you to notice what else you got to do to build a good army. Seek the Lord first. Look at verse 3 and 4. Verse 3 and 4 says this, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. Before the strategies were ever, before he ever got talking to the generals, before they lined up all the chariots, before they got all the bows and arrows set in place, and before they even called the army, he said, hold on, boys. We ain't having a Pentagon meeting. We going to church. We got to seek God. We got to see what God's got to say about this. Amen. He sought before the strategy there. They sought God. He called for the whole nation to go into a fast. Now, what's your enemy tonight? Hopefully by now, you've already got something in your mind that's your enemy. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you fasted about it? See, this is one of them taboo subjects that most Christians don't want to hear preached on. Fasting, because we like eating too good. Man, we like eating too good. The Bible says that when Jesus was up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, the Bible says when he came down off that mountain, preacher, that his other disciples were down there, and they were trying to cast out this demon out of this boy, and they couldn't do it. And Jesus said, "Oh, ye of little faith, this kind goeth out but by prayer and fasting." We talk about how I just don't see how I can win this battle. I just don't see why I can do this. Or let me order another hamburger. The devil's just whipping me up one side and down the other, and it's all about me. I gotta have a chocolate cake. I gotta have this. I gotta have that. When's the last time you got serious with God and fasted about whatever you're dealing with? They sought God. A real army is built on dependence on God and not self. Now listen, prayer and fasting are not optional for a spiritual army. That's the foundation of a spiritual army. Prayer and fasting. Get in your word. Study to show thyself approved. We've got to seek God. Jehoshaphat, before he called anybody else, he said, "Oh, we're going to church." That's the exact opposite of what most Christians do. Something happened. Well, I ain't going to church today. Miss Brenda got up talking about everything that's happening. Well, we got so much going on, I just can't go to church now. Duh. That's the time you need to go. Amen. The time you need to seek God, amen. You got to recognize the enemy. You got to seek God first. Now, I want you to know, you got to stand on the promises. Verse 5 through verse 12, look at what it says. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven?" He's bragging on God. See, when you're going to come before the throne, you need to brag on God a little bit, amen. You need to let God know that you know who he is, amen. Amen. You need to let God know that you know who he is. You're acknowledging him as God. You're God throughout all the heavens. You're God and I'm not. You're the only supreme being. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I need you on the mountaintop. I need you in the valley. Amen. You're God. Art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? Did y'all hear that? My God, he's God in Russia. He's God in Iran. He's God in Saudi Arabia. He's God wherever you go. There ain't nowhere you can go that he ain't God. And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? I'm just going to brag on you just a little bit, God. Why, I know we're here fasting and praying. I know we're right in the middle of a church service, but I'm just going to brag on you just a little bit. Art not thou our God? You ain't God out yonder somewhere. You God right here, amen. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel, before thy people Israel, and gavest into thy seed Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built these sanctuaries therein for thy name's sake. If when evil... He's going back. Now, let's start right here. He's going back to the first part of this book. Just a few chapters before, we find out where Solomon has built the temple and Solomon has sacrificed and the power of God come down and it run everybody out of the sanctuary. And what did God say in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, well, then will I hear from them. He is reminding God what God said to them back in chapter 7. if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, pestilence, famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our afflictions, then thou wilt hear and help. Praise God. He is standing on the promises of God. Verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Lord, this is too big for me. Lord, this is too big for us. God, they weigh too many. God, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. All we're going to do is look to you for what we got. He is standing on the promises of God. Hey, he said, God, you did it before. You can do it again. You showed up for David. You can show up for us. Amen. Sometimes you got to point out. Sometimes you need to come down to this altar and point out to God. Say, hey, God, you remember when they gave that doctor gave me that cure or that thing? He said, and you remember when that doctor told me I couldn't do this and that doctor told me I couldn't do that? Lord, you remember when you showed up and I did it anyhow? Amen. You remember when they told me I had cancer and now I don't got cancer? Lord, you remember when they said I had a heart disease and now I ain't got heart disease? Lord, you remember they told me I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that? But look what you did, God. He's standing on the promises of God. The king reminded God and the people of what God had done. How many times has God ever showed up in your life? I'm going to tell you right now. I look back and I see Ashley here tonight. And I will never forget going to that hospital. And my Lord, there ought not be nothing. And I know she still fights battles just like we do. But there ought not nothing ever come against her that she can't say, hey, God. You remember when I was laid up in that hospital and my hair was red, but it wasn't the color. It was from blood. And they had all them tubes running out of it. And you remember when you showed up and nobody else could do anything but you showed up, amen? That's what you ought to do every once in a while. And you don't have to do, you're not doing that to remind God of what, because God ain't never forgot nothing he done. You're doing that to remind yourself every once in a while, because sometimes we neglect and we forget how good God's been to us. Amen. The king was standing on the word because he, now listen, hold on a minute. You can't do this if you don't line up with the word. Amen. The king was coming boldly to God, but for one reason and one reason only. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 3 says this. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Balaam. In other words, Jehoshaphat was trying to do it right. He was trying to line. He was trying to line himself up. See, between David and Jehoshaphat, there was a fairly decent amount of kings that did all right, but most of them did wrong. Amen. Jehoshaphat said, "I'm not going the way my father went. I'm going the way my father David went. I'm not going the way the world wants me to go. I'm going the way God wants me to go." And I'm telling you right now, hey, the Bible says in John chapter 7, verse 10, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done." That's what the Bible says. You got to stand on the promises, amen. He's done it before. Chucky and Dusty ought not never face nothing. Did they look up and say, my God's got this? One of these days, Chucky, probably not too long in the near future, that youngest daughter of yours is going to get old enough to get married. And I want to be there. Just to rub it in the devil's face. Let me tell you something. God's been good to us. God's answered prayers, and God's been there for us. So we ought to just remind him, amen. When you know you're right, you can stand on it. The thing about it is, now listen, He wasn't begging. The Bible says in Hebrews he was coming boldly to the throne of grace. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. There was a real enemy. He knew who it was, and he knew he needed help, so he was coming boldly to the throne of grace. See, when we do that, God shows up. The Bible talks about in Isaiah, no weapon formed against us can prosper. Amen. When we're lined up with the word of God. It didn't say there wouldn't be weapons formed against us. It said they wouldn't prosper. This whole army was coming against him. You got to understand something. There were people out there with mean intentions. There was a whole army out there, thousands and thousands, and the Ammonites and the Moabites were out there. They were getting ready to come in. They were coming in, and they were going to wipe out everything. And they knew they needed help. Sometimes we just got to stand on the promises of God. Right up to the end. Amen. It might not look like it's going to work out, but it's going to work out. Amen. Because my God can't fail. Amen. Now let me move on. You got to listen for God's strategies. Verse 13 through verse 17, the prophet comes to him and tells them, this is how we're going to do it. Let me go back and read that. Amen. Look at verse 13. And all Judah stood up before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and children. Then upon Jaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. God just shows up. Yep. Amen. God shows up. And he said, hearken, ye all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you. Now, up to this point, Jehoshaphat didn't know what he was going to do. He knew he was trusting God, but he didn't know what he was going to do. That's what I'm telling you. Sometimes God might take you right up to the brink before he actually shows up. The enemy's trying to kick down the gate. You're in the house of God. You're having church. And all of a sudden, the man of God stands up. We ain't called a general yet. We ain't had a Pentagon meeting yet. But the man of God standing up, amen. Be not afraid nor dismayed. Mm. Verse 15, and he said, hearken, ye all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen.
Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up at the cliffs of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jezreel. And ye shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
Praise God. Sometimes you just need to wait and see what God's got to say about it.
Amen.
Amen. Now, don't you know, when you listen to God, God spoke through the man of God. He didn't speak through CNN. He didn't speak through a medium. He spoke through the man of God. Understand something. If you got a man of God that's going to stand up and preach to you, thus saith the word of God, hey, listen to what the man of God's got to say. When that man stands up with a King James Bible in his hand, that is coming from God. God is trying to help somebody tonight. God's trying to do something tonight for each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. And God's going to use his man to do it. Amen. He ain't going to use CNN. He ain't going to use Donald Trump. I pray for our president. And he's my president, glory to God. And I got his back 100%. If he says bomb, I say that's bomb. If he says to hold on, I say that's hold on. He's my president, amen. But I'm telling you right now, I got a God in heaven that I'm going to stick with, even if I can't stick with Donald Trump. The strategies of God. Think about it, we take advice from the world and wonder why it ain't working. We take advice from the world and wonder why it ain't working. And God's got it all wrote down in his book. All we'll ever need. Thing about it is, it didn't look like good advice at the time. Enemy is kicking down the gate. God said, for y'all just stand still. Didn't seem like good advice at Jericho either, but they knew how that wound up. Amen. Sometimes might not seem like good advice, and it might not seem like the right thing to do, but you do what God tells you to do, amen, and you'll see what God can do. In our minds, we ought not start an army with singers. And all the singers said amen. I can see it now. If we're building this army in today's time, I'm saying, all right, Brother Ralph, you and Preacher Trevor, y'all grab them guitars. The enemy's out there now. When we open that gate, there's the enemy. Y'all grab them guitars, and I want all y'all in the choir to come up behind them. They're going to start singing. They're going to start playing a song, and we're going to start singing. When the gates open up, we're going to start singing. We're going to start praising. We're going to start shouting. We're going to start giving God the glory. That was God's strategy, amen. The army of God will do a whole lot better when they listen to God and not to self. And you leave with praise. They come out. They start singing and they start shouting. And it's amazing to me. The worship, Brother Donald, I just kind of see it in my mind as it starts building. Before they ever open up the gate, they crank up the music. The enemy's on the outside now, and the enemy's on the outside, and the enemy's listening. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Come on. Like me, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Come on, Bro Ralph. Was blind, but now I see. Somebody open up the gate. Let's crank it up. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And I believe as they go out of that gate, everybody starts singing in unison. Hey, they start shouting. Somebody starts raising their hand. Somebody gets a little bit happy. About start doing a dance for God, amen. And it confuses the enemy. The shouting always confuses the enemy. Satan don't understand how you can come to church with your washing machine not working and both cars tore up and still praise God and still worship God and still lift your hands in the air. Satan don't understand. The enemy cannot take that. That's how you build an army. That's how you win battles. That's how you do it in God's way, amen. Hey, when we can lift it up, when it ain't going good at the house, and we can still lift it up, hey, when everything's falling apart, and you can still lift it up, amen. And the Bible says the next, all they had to do was sing. That was it. Can't you imagine them guys in the back with the army tanks and I'm putting it in today's kind of thing and with the army tanks and they got the Air Force back there and they got Brother Ralph in the Navy off the coast right there, got all the big guns loaded. They ready to unload on everything, glory to God. Because the army, some of them people in that army might have been thinking, I ain't sure this going to work. It's amazing, the next morning, dead bodies everywhere. And the Bible said the enemy turned on them, each other, and killed each other. And what you thought was going to be sure defeat, God wound up blessing you so much that it took 3 days to carry it off. What's your enemy tonight that you're facing? Fear, anxiety, depression, whatever, division. What is it that the enemy's mocking you with. Maybe tonight you just need to come down this altar and say, Lord, I'm just going to praise you. And I'm going to give you glory till you show up and you defeat this enemy. Brother Ralph, y'all come to the piano.